Here's another example of learning to keep your eyes open so you can see what's been right in front of you the whole time. I walk past this dorm. It's a dorm on campus, one of the older ones. I walk past it pretty often, but I never thought much of it until a few weeks ago. I noticed all these ledges sticking out from below each window, and I thought it was probably a relic from time gone by. Maybe there were window air conditioners in each one, and they've since been replaced with a central AC system. I don't know. But for some reason, there's all these little platforms sticking out. And I thought it was cool in the afternoon how the sun makes each platform cast a shadow. And for some reason, I thought it'd make a good photo. And time went by, and every now and then I'd walk past a building and think, hey, I should go get a picture of that dorm with the shadows and the things and the platforms. And I never really did. And that is so bad. As a photographer, you have to stay away from that mentality. That is poison for photographers. If you have a shot in mind, go for it. There's no reason to wait. Ephesians 5 verse 15 says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most out of every opportunity." And this should be our goal as photographers. Don't wait around with the camera on your shelf. Go out and take pictures with it. It's an incredible imaging device, even if it's just your iPhone. If you like to take pictures, there's no reason you can't go out and just take pictures. Sorry about that. I'm getting a little worked up here. Anyway, back to this photo here. I knew when I took this photo there was no need for shallow depth of field. There's plenty of light. I wanted a really sharp photo, so I shot this at f8 ISO 400, which I suppose I could have gone down to 200 or 100, and a super fast shutter, like a thousandth of a second or something like that. My goal was to get the building with the ledges, and I kind of knew what angle I wanted to shoot from. But the problem was, as I went out and I took maybe a dozen shots here, the problem was that none of the images were really interesting. They showed a building on either the left or the right-hand side of the frame with these ledges and then a sky. But that was it. It was just boring. The solution then sort of presented itself as I was walking around, which was frame it, frame the shot. I found these trees and I walked around until one of them, I don't know what kind of tree this was, but one of them was on the left-hand side, which gave me three elements in the shot. The dominant element, the building, is obviously filling most of the frame. Well, it's about half the frame. And that's probably the first thing you notice, the building, and maybe those bright ledges kind of going across the horizontal of the photo. Then you have another element, which is the sky, the bright blue sky. But a third element is the tree framing the left-hand side. And those three elements together combine to form the complete photo. Seeing the tree as a way to frame the shot, which also gives the viewer a sense of context. If there's a tree, then you kind of know where the photographer is in relation to the building. Otherwise, there's no sense of scale on any of this. It really added so much more just to have that tree on the side. And I never saw that before. And even though I'd walked past this building and I thought about taking the shot, I never would have considered framing it with a tree on the side. And that's another thing that I want to drive home here is once you get out and take your photo, keep experimenting, keep trying, and don't just take one picture or a couple pictures and call it a day. Just keep on seeing what you can come up with. The reason I named this They Go Up is the stairs kind of reminded me of a throwaway joke near the end of the first Ghostbusters movie. There's a link on the blog if you haven't seen the movie or don't remember the joke, but it's kind of a weird, it's a typical Bill Murray line that's always stuck with me for some reason. The lesson here, in case you haven't figured it out by now, is get out and shoot. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't use excuses. Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today.